Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Price on this Tuesday afternoon. A sad story emerging today. A body of a man in his 20s was discovered at a recycling depot on Keating Cross Road. And here to talk more about what we know is Andy Watson. He's manager of strategic communications with the BC Coroner Service, and he's joining us on the line right now. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for being on and sharing some information. This is a shocking story. Whereabouts did this happen?
Yeah, so last Tuesday, the coroner's service, and I should preface this, the coroner's service investigates all sudden and unexpected deaths in British Columbia. And it was last Tuesday we were notified of a death involving a male who had been discovered at a waste collection facility in central Saanich. And so what happens when we're notified is our coroner will attend the scene and examine the body of the decedent and look for clues of what might have happened. Obviously, we're still in the very early stages of our investigation, but we have been working with partners at Central Saanich Police and Victoria Police, and we've been able to identify the male decedent, a male in his 20s from Victoria. Obviously, due to privacy, we can't release his name, but certainly it does not appear to be a suspicious death. And so at this stage, we'll take the information that we've gathered. And I think really the question everyone probably is asking is, how did he come to his death and end up at that location? And so our investigation will look to do just that, determine how, where, when, and by what means he came to his death. And like any coroner recommendation, we look for opportunities to improve public safety. So if there's recommendations that can be made, we'll look to make those as well.
Now, this call initially came in from the Waste Connections of Canada location on Keating Cross Road. You mentioned it was about a week ago. That's where this was found to have happened. Is that where the waste container originated, or do we know where it came from?
One of the things the investigation will determine is how the male decedent ended up at that location. So we'll do work to try and determine how he ended up there, where he may have originated, what factors came into play in terms of what caused his death. And certainly I can only imagine that this would have been a fairly traumatic incident for those involved in discovering the body. And So thoughts are also with them at this time. And certainly we'll do the work that's required to answer those questions. You'll recall, too, that in August of 2018, we had a death in downtown Victoria on Vancouver Street, where a male in his late 40s was discovered inside a garbage bin, and he'd been sleeping on cardboard. And it was determined at that time that he had suffered injuries in the garbage truck, and I remember Victoria Police sending out a release on that. And the male, unfortunately, later died in hospital. And I think there are certainly possibilities for us to look to see if there's any similar circumstances in this death that we that was reported to us last week, to determine if this was a vulnerable individual and what circumstances were going on in his life prior to his death. So certainly that's something that we're looking at, and certainly something we anytime we can look at conditions that lead to being risk factors for people in death investigation, we want to make sure those are considered as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of deja vu for some folks. As you mentioned, August of last year, we had another case of somebody dying connected to being inside a waste receptacle like this. But in this case, lots of questions, not a lot of answers at this time, at least nothing we want to say publicly as you continue to look into the case. A man found dead in a recycling container. This was called in at the Waste Connections of Canada location on Keating Cross Road. But again, I guess we can't say now if this happened at that location or if this happened in the bin somewhere else and then it was brought there.
Yeah, and I think it would be a bit speculative to determine that he was found deceased in a bin. We're obviously looking at that, and that's something our investigation will determine. But you're spot on. We're still in the very early stages, so understandably, lots of questions at this stage, and our investigators are looking to see what information they can gather to try and help create some answers for this, and ultimately, anytime we can provide recommendations aimed at preventing death in similar circumstances, that's something we want to do. We want to improve public safety and improve the lives and safety factors for all British Columbians.
Andy Watson is my guest. He's manager of strategic communications with the BC Coroner Service. Hey, I've got a couple of minutes left, and I'm going to leave this topic aside, but I also know that today, unrelated to this, the Coroner Service released the results of your death review panel into sudden infant deaths. What were the results there?
Yeah, so we took a look at a five-year period of 141 sleep-related sudden infant deaths. Deaths where infants were found to have died in their sleep. And, you know, we try and do this as part of our child death review unit and death review panel process. We try and look at deaths not because we saw an alarming trend, but because we want to be able to explore these deaths to, again, make recommendations aimed at preventing death in similar circumstances. So this review, it looked at, I guess it turned out to be an average of approximately 23 infant deaths per year. When you compare that to about the 44,000 infants who are born every year, it's a small number, but we looked and found that the deaths that did happen were preventable. These sleep-related infant deaths, they were very similar to the types of deaths we'd seen in a similar review conducted between 2008 and 2012. And really, we noticed that young families that had risk factors or vulnerabilities, that was a major trend that we saw in the deaths investigated, and also the sleep position, especially when combined with health issues, that led to increased mortality risk for some infants.
Oh, well, what sleep position are we talking about?
Yeah, so a position where babies being swaddled in blankets or being in an unsafe location where they're not able to, where they could end up suffocating themselves. Really, it's the same kind of information that we'd seen earlier in the, you know, in the process and those reviews done between 2008 and 2012. But really taking a look, I think, at education, accessible messaging related for sleep infant practices. And I think ultimately taking a look at what we can do from a provincial approach to review infant deaths, including taking a look at expanded investigative protocols and determining what it is, what kind of messaging we still need to get out there as a government to help ensure that families are able to have the right information to protect their infants and make sure that we're not running into these unexpected deaths.
So some recommendations to watch for.
That's correct, yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you for your time today. Andy Watson with the BC Coroner Service. I really appreciate you talking about both these important and serious topics today.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Appreciate the coverage.
No worries. Enjoy the rest of your day. You are listening to the CFAX Afternoon Drive Home. It is 3:15. It's time to get up to date on what's happening in traffic and the news.